We're leading the world to improve the cleanliness of energy consumption.
We create a safer and cleaner future
to make sure that we have energy sustainability that is, in fact, affordable and cleaner.
That was Jack Girard of the American Petroleum Institute, Greg Goff of the Tesoro Corporation, and Utah Governor Gary Herbert. And like so many people at the 4th Annual Energy Summit, they mentioned clean energy along with the usual industry buzzwords, affordable, abundant, and accessible. Fossil fuels account for about 96% of the energy produced in Utah, but Herbert and other industry leaders have begun to say they're committed to finding ways to reduce the environmental impacts of fossil fuels and increase low-pollution sources. Here's Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat who spoke to reporters at the summit.
Governor Herbert and I both agree that states are the laboratories of innovation and ideas, and that we are trying to come up with and supporting industry to come up with cleaner ways of extracting all of our energy forms.
Outside the Salt Palace Convention Center in downtown Salt Lake City, green advocates complain that fossil fuel pollution supercharges the climate, fouls the air, and wrecks Utah's wildlife habitat. Ingrid Griffey is executive director for Utah Moms for Clean Air. She said leaders often muddy the issue by saying controlling pollution means less education funding.
I want to be very, very clear here. No mother in 21st century Utah should have to choose between education and clean air.
Griffey said energy companies have a sweetheart deal for extracting oil and gas in Utah. The environmentalists also pointed out that Utah lags behind other western states when it comes to renewable energy. Judy Fays, KUER News.